Vox is a well-established retail internet service provider, shifting its focus from being a pure-play retail ISP towards servicing the wholesale market. Here to discuss the rationale behind this strategy and the service Vox is offering as the ISP for ISPs is André Extien. He is the Senior Project Manager for Fiber to the Business at Vox. André, hello and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nati. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Great. It's great to have you. Could you start by just telling us about yourself? How did you get into technology?
Okay, yeah, very interesting story. So my dad actually grew up in this industry as well. He worked for the telecom group for many, many years.
Oh, nice.
So when I started studying, he managed to get me into that whole industry. And yeah, yes. I mean, I grew from there in the sort of open serve environment as well.
Yes.
To establish, I think, more of a wholesale base for myself in terms of the, let's call it the know-how of the industry, how all the networks are put together, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy the product management side of it. Looking at the product with all different facets, all different hats on. I've been working for Vox now for 7 years. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great journey entering into the more retail space, but I still haven't lost my wholesale roots.
Okay. And that's what we're here to talk about, because Vox now has decided, listen, we are a customer-facing ISP, but we think that we can actually service the retail market as a whole. What was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, so the wholesale shift, I think we understand the ISP challenges quite heavily. Being an ISP ourselves, we understand what all these parties and partners need to deal with in order to build effective services for their end customers. Right. And it's getting trickier and trickier with a lot more challenges in terms of cost pressures, in terms of coverage, in terms of exclusivity arrangements, in terms of diversifying portfolios, how different business customers from home customers are. So it is quite tricky to navigate.
So tell me then about the operating model, because I understand that you're not owning your own infrastructure, but you're sitting in the middle as an aggregator. Could you give me more detail about that?
Yeah, so we already have all the relationships with the fiber and wireless network operators in place. Mm. So, but we understand that a lot of ISPs want to run their own services, their own, let's call it first line troubleshooting, their own processes, their own support with their customers, etc. But we are literally just there to manage that fiber network operator layer for them. So we give them a single interconnect per region that they want to connect with us to, in order to connect to these fiber network operator networks. So we've got the scale, we've got all the partnerships, we've got all the processes, they've got the services, and we're just the intermediary to give them that access.
So you spoke about that benefit of a single interconnect. How does that benefit ISPs from a CapEx and OpEx point of view?
Now, quite heavily. If you think about all the different fiber network operator and wireless network operator networks out there, I mean, it scales up to about, let's say, 30 key ones, and then there's still more that I'm not even thinking about at the moment. If you think about all those costs, it really, really adds up. And all of those costs directly eat into the margin of these, let's call it ISPs.
Yes.
And so if they can just connect with us to get access to all of that, I mean, we can save them close to 70% of their monthly interconnect costs.
Oh, wow.
Just by doing it through us.
So one seamless connection. So this sounds like it's not just a cost saving, but also like operational stress, overhead, all the things that you have to think about while running your business.
Definitely. I mean, operationally, if you think about, again, all the different partners that we've got, all the fiber network operators, wireless network operators, they all do things their own way. They've got their own processes. They've got their own SLAs. They've got their own APIs that you potentially need to integrate with, their own portals. Each of them work differently. So if you just have one party to deal with as opposed to, let's say, 30, administratively, it's a lot simpler. And I mean, if you think about all the administrative overhead, it creates more and more resource costs that these ISPs require, again, to manage all these different partnerships. So if you only have a management with one, I think it's way simpler.
Okay. So that's the benefit for your retail partners downstream. But you also offer white labeling for your wholesale partners.
100%.
How does that benefit them?
So they still want to keep the end-to-end, let's call it, customer relationship and customer experience.
Okay.
That's very important. That's one of the key challenges that we identified in chatting with all these, let's call it, internet service providers that we're dealing with. They want to keep that relationship. So they want to bill their own customers. They want to put their own equipment down. They want to do their own first-line troubleshooting. Okay. They want to have it look and feel and smell like their own service.
Okay.
They do not want another ISP rocking up there doing installations, none of it. but it's they want to keep their own product, and that's what our service allows. They put their own equipment down, they configure their own routing and traffic policies on their network, they can do their own billing, they can do their own invoicing to their customers, all of it.
Okay.
The technically, the customer doesn't even have to know of us in that middle sort of layer.
Okay, so you're there to just offer services that make this transaction between these two parties smoother.
Yes.
Over and above, as you said, the kind of the financial benefits, do you offer maybe software or anything to help the businesses run in a smoother way?
Definitely. Another challenge that we identified is, I mean, there are similar models out there, other, let's call it wholesale or reseller type offerings for these smaller ISPs. From a supporting layer, they do not have proper visibility from some of the other offerings out there. They do not have nice portals that they can go and check, you know, let's call it utilization stats on the aggregation side as well as on their customer side. They do not have... like all these great tools. I mean, we've offering a tool to assist with development. If they want new stuff added, we run polls to see what features we need to add next. I mean, we keep on developing and building this tool to make it easy for them. They can use these tools to quote their customers. They can use these tools to check the coverage of all the different fiber and wireless network operators to help them make decisions on which option to go for. The tool is quite robust and also improving month after month.
So are things like billing something that they can...
So billing, they typically want to keep in-house. So we do not really do anything from a billing perspective. We obviously give them as much detail as possible in terms of their individual customers and how it's broken down so that they can track and, you know, revenue assurance sort of... I would say revenue recon type of exercises to go and align cost and revenue. But they tend to want to keep their billing... by themselves.
Okay.
Or with themselves.
You mentioned earlier that it's 30 plus FNOs that you are helping manage. How have you managed to kind of simplify this complexity?
By offering a standardized service. So we already have all the people and processes in place in dealing with all the different fiber and wireless network operators. But our service is a singular wholesale product at a standard price per speed per fiber network operator. We keep it standardized so that they don't have to worry about the complexity.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So if it's standardized, it means that then I, Nati ISP, coming along with my minimal traffic in my small dorpi, can take advantage of the fact that you are getting aggregated pricing.
100%.
Okay.
100%. There's a few things. There's, again, the saving on the interconnection cost with all the different providers. You need, obviously, scale in order to get economies, in order to remain competitive in all different facets within this industry, from negotiating IP transit rates, peering sort of connections, national long-distance connectivity, connecting all your POPs, all those different things. We already have all of that. So we can offer all of those services to the ISPs. And again, we've got the scale with some of the fiber network operators and wireless network operators that offer bulk benefits, which we already have, which they can also leverage off of to an extent. So,
and then how do you manage the relationship when things go wrong? Let's say an FNO goes down for some reason. How do you fit into the process there?
So we give our ISP partners, in this case, we give them dedicated teams to look after them. So they can log tickets and complain and call 24/7 these teams. And these teams will then go upstream if the issue is with upstream and manage through all of our established processes to get, you know, the fiber or wireless network operator to site to fix whatever issues need fixing. And we also have these teams to properly feedback back to these ISPs to keep them informed so that they can keep their customers up to date. Our portals also allow for proper visibility into that end-to-end support process. So it definitely helps them from that perspective.
And then, I mean, it sounds like you're giving a great offering to the market, but now you are, on the one hand, an ISP on the retail front, and you are saying you're bringing other ISPs on board. How do you handle that? Perhaps there might be a conflict of interest there. How do you handle that?
So correctly said, we are an ISP ourselves. We have a retail focus. We've got retail, you know, focused sales teams, but we've got completely separate teams focusing on the, let's call it wholesale and partner market. So they're completely separate. Also, our partners from a wholesale side benefit from price points that our retail teams do not benefit from. So our wholesale pricing gives them access to, you know, or the ability to go and build their own products and still compete with us effectively. So there's a complete sort of Chinese wall between our retail and our wholesale customers.
I mean, there are discussions going on in the market right now that consolidation is one of the trends that we're seeing. How do you see this wholesale service that you're offering playing into such conversations?
I definitely feel as though this wholesale product could try and alleviate some of the consolidation pressures on some of these ISPs. I think to remain competitive, I think, is one of the key things for all of our, you know, ISPs out there. And I think the consolidation pressures are specifically as a result of us trying to remain competitive. Yes. If you can't, you'll have to let someone buy your customer base. But this will allow them to try and extend their ISP, let's call it lifespan. Because, I mean, consolidation, I think, in my view, is something that's going to happen more and more and more as we go along. I mean, from a fiber network operator and wireless network operator layer, all the way down to ISP layer, consolidation is happening. So if we can offer them, you know, a hand to try and keep their, you know, ISP, their billing relationships, their customer relationships alive, I think that's a great offering.
So, Andre, there are a lot of cost pressures, especially in the internet service provider space. What happens if these businesses do not then invest in these additional resources?
So if they don't have additional resources, they can obviously not cope with all the load of the different fiber network operator and wireless network operator partners that they, you know, require in order to manage them effectively. So, but and I think further to that, if they don't manage, further to that, if they do not have the relationships with all the fiber and wireless network operators, they tend to miss out on a lot of opportunities. So if you think about multi-site customers, they've got branches all over the show. If you do not have a partner that can deliver a service in that given area, you do not get the business overall. If you think about your customers relocating for whatever reasons, I mean, it happens a lot these days. If they're moving to an area where you, again, do not have footprint, you lose that customer. Especially within the business space, there's a lot of, you know, requirements for diversity in terms of failover solutions to keep their sites up for longer and give them better SLAs. If you do not have diverse fiber or wireless network operator partners to deliver these solutions, again, you won't get that opportunity. So that's why you need the diversification, and that's what our solution can provide.
Okay, so you give them the ability to have access to all that service offering from a single point of view.
From a single point of contact, just with us, they can get access to a lot more.
Okay. Andre, you've given examples of how ISPs can protect their business using the service, but how does this provide them the opportunity to expand their businesses if they want to?
So first of all, it allows them to gain access to networks where they previously didn't have it before. So more and more fiber and wireless network operators, which allows them to branch out to areas where they haven't sold before. Okay, so again, giving them more and more opportunity to close multi-site customers, those sort of things. And also, if you think about certain ISPs, they typically have a specific segment that they focus on, maybe just the home ISP as an example. They previously didn't enter into the business space because it's a completely different beast and you need different processes, different teams involved, and different salespeople. It's a completely different sales cycle than a home sort of customer. They never used to, you know, focus on that. And with home business, let's say, becoming more and more saturated and opportunities getting scarcer and scarcer, it's great to have that pivot available to go to businesses and sell them connectivity as well.
Okay. And then tell me about the businesses that are then coming as ISPs. Do they need to be really technically proficient, or can they just be focused on sales and leave more of the technical stuff to you?
So I think definitely less technical inclined than what you are if you are a full-on, let's say, ISP, but you still need technical know-how. They still need to run their own Radius environments. They still need to run their own international and local internet breakout. They need to understand, you know, routing equipment and routing policies and that sort of thing. So they still need all the technical expertise, but I think it's scaled down to what they would need if they would go directly to all the fiber network operators.
So, Andre, other than the connectivity services, what else do you offer from a wholesale perspective?
So we've actually got a full bouquet of wholesale products, more than just connectivity. We have the ability to on-sell IP transit services to these wholesalers. Again, we've got the scale, we've got the relationships in place. We can put an offering together for them at properly cost-effective rates and a very good, I would say, SLA-based service. We also have national long-distance connectivity you know, to assist them to connect all their POPs between their different data centers and high sites that we can potentially do if they've got micro breakout in specific areas. We've got DDoS services that we can offer, properly scaled DDoS services, and we also have wholesale voice and telephony services as well to, again, allow them to, you know, reach to more customer types. Wholesale and telephony services that can, you know, help them provide more than just a connectivity experience for their customers if they didn't play in that space before.
Okay. Andre, if I am an ISP in a small DORP somewhere watching the show, what would you say to convince me to consider this product?
So we understand your challenges, very simply, because we are obviously facing the same challenges, but we've already bridged all those challenges to a large extent with our FiberNet operator and wireless operator sort of customers. We've got the reach, okay? So we've got, like I've mentioned, I think 10 fiber to the business providers. We've got 18 fiber to the home providers. We've got 6 wireless to the business and to the home providers that we can utilize. So we've got reach. We've got tools to help you in terms of support, in terms of installations. You still keep the end-to-end relationship. We don't even know who your customers are. Yes. We just help you bridge that gap. And I think the key thing is we treat these ISPs as true networks. So a lot of the models that, you know, are out there today are more of a reseller type of model where they don't have a true end-to-end experience with that ISP. Although the ISP bills them, they do see other ISPs knocking on the door to do the installation. They do see other ISPs involved in the, let's call it, supporting process, where our service, we treat them as a true network, not as a reseller, because they can do their own installations, configure their own routing and traffic policies. They do their own first line troubleshooting and bill their own customers.
Okay, Andre, that was very interesting. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. That is Andre Extien. He is the Senior Project Manager for Fiber to the Business at Vox.